Our children are growing up before our very eyes. As they get bigger, so do the challenges they face. They're working out who they think they are, surrounded by opinions, friends, and so many screens. The world around them seems really loud. As those who love them, we can help them hear their loving Heavenly Father's voice as we share God's good story for growing up with them. Our brand new series of podcasts for parents and families are here to help. It's part of our Growing Up resources. There are 7 episodes just for parents as we hear from the experts, understand the issues, and remind our own hearts of the good story. And 6 kids episodes for the whole family to enjoy together, packed with fun facts, Bible truth, and great questions to get you talking. Together, let's start good conversations with our children about bodies, gender, and marriage. They're growing up, so come on, let's share God's good story. Don't miss an episode of this exciting series. Head to faithinkids.org for all the details about growing up.
Hello, Jam here. For boring grown-up reasons, we have to have a new theme tune. Hope you like this one.
Hello, this is Ed. This is the Faith in Kids podcast. You are so welcome.
Wow, I feel very welcomed, and I think you were welcoming the audience rather than me, but I felt included in that welcome.
I'm pleased you do.
Yeah, this is Jam, by the way. Hello.
Hello, Jam. It's lovely there is someone listening to this.
It is. There must be.
There must be one.
Someone, okay. Somewhere. This is the Faith in Kids podcast, and we are looking at Day 20, Darkness and a Torn Curtain, in the Wonder of Easter book.
If you don't understand what Day 20 means, there's this book called The Wonder of Easter.
And what is it?
It's a series of family Bible times to get you so ready for Easter that you won't even notice you've got chocolate Easter eggs.
Wow.
You'll be so exploding with excitement. It'll be like, sorry, I'll order these?
Yeah.
So this is Day 20. We're well on the way. We're closer to Easter than we are not Easter.
Wow.
And Jam, I've got a question for you.
Send.
Can you think of anything, Jam? You have 2 daughters.
Yes.
Can you think of a place that you don't take them to because you consider it dangerous?
Ooh.
Or something you prevent them...
I get very nervous on slippery rocks on the coast.
Okay.
When we're on the beach, yeah. Great, sand, great. It's like a massive sand pit and I get to do the crossword.
Yeah.
So, Ed, you've got some fun facts about dangerous places.
I have. I'm going to now give you, Jam, what I consider to be some of the most dangerous places I have managed to discover on the face of the earth.
Wow.
And I guess I'd like you to tell me, which one do you think, let's not joke, we're right. Not going near there.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
So here we go. Manaus in Brazil is located right on the banks of the Amazon. If you were to swim, jump off the pontoon, okay, in Manaus,
yeah,
you would be swimming with anacondas, piranhas, spiders, electric eels and sharks. Piranhas can eat you, yeah, while you swim.
While other animals are also eating you.
Yes.
Or doing other
electric
things.
Electric eels can zap you.
Yeah.
Sharks, big bite.
Yeah.
Anacondas, I think they probably wrap around and do bad things too. Okay.
This is not a good place to be.
No.
Not a happy place.
No.
Yes. Kids, come away from there.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cameroon's Lake Nyos is an exploding lake. So it sits over a volcano.
Right.
And carbon dioxide, which is a gas that you can't breathe, but weirdly is in the air, bubbles up. And when there is an eruption of this carbon dioxide, every living thing that breathes suffocates.
Right.
Near that volcano.
Okay. So the hotel nearby is not doing well.
No, particularly the ground floor.
Yeah.
Don't get in the restaurant.
No, that's right. They have to sound a klaxon to say, now is the time to put on the breathing apparatus.
That's it.
I'm not going to holiday there.
And that one was in Cameroon.
Yeah.
In Tanzania.
Yeah.
Which I was going to say is nearby. I just don't know if it is.
Let's not go
there.
Sorry,
that would be awful.
Yeah.
North Tanzania's Lake Natron is naturally full of chemicals. The chemicals are so strong that it eats away your skin and your eyes if you were to go in there.
Okay. Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Sorry, are these not fun at all?
No, no, they're good.
Oh, okay.
The first two are gold.
Okay.
That third one is genuinely freaky.
Okay. Next one, the Dvaza gas crater in Turkmenistan. So it's a giant crater.
Yeah.
Like a hole. And out of it is coming methane, which is what you cook on if you have a gas cooker at home.
Right.
And 50 years ago, they decided this is really dangerous. So let's just light the gas.
Right.
So for 50 years, this crater has been burning, just a huge hole full of fire.
Oh.
The strangest part of this fun fact, this is true.
Yeah.
Is it's really popular to go camping there.
Wow, is it?
And the problem is, I don't know why.
You cook your sausages on it. You don't need to light a fire.
I don't know whether it's just like, is it just so really warm?
Cozy.
But
there is obviously the danger of being completely consumed in flames. Yeah. But, you know,
and I can't get over that.
Some people like a bit of adventure.
A huge hole full of fire.
Yeah.
Do you think that's on the sign when people go camping?
Yeah.
My final one is the Brazilian island of Ilha de Camarada Grande, which is also called Snake Island.
Oh, right. I think I see what the danger might be here.
There are so many venomous snakes living there that visitors are not allowed on the island.
Right.
They're apparently the golden lancehead viper.
Right.
Absolutely lethal.
Right. So we've been thinking about dangerous places, Ed. Why?
This jam is a bit of the Bible that sort of blows my mind. But we are looking at a part of the Bible today that talks about a place called the Holy of Holies, which was the very middle of the temple in Jerusalem. And the Bible teaches that if you were to have stepped into that room, bang, you'd die. And I find that an incredible idea, that there was a dangerous place that was just an open room.
Yeah.
And just stepping foot in it meant death.
Except there was a curtain in front of the open, in front of this room.
Yeah.
And therefore, imagine how you would feel if you're in the temple and this curtain breaks in two.
That's it.
It would be like, we're going to jump into that flaming pit of fire.
Yeah, it would. And it's the ultimate, and it's also the ultimate, you know, wet paint.
Yeah.
You know, your dad brings you along
and
says, that curtain there, son.
Yeah.
If you go beyond that, you die.
Yeah.
You're thinking, that can't be right, Dad. Yeah.
Or I'd like to test it.
Yeah. Or what about, if I put my hand through it, what happens then?
Yeah, does it drop off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's what we're looking at today, Jam.
Exactly. And so therefore, we can read the Bible. So this is a new segment called
Jam Reads the Bible.
Here we go. Luke 23, verses 44 to 45. It was about noon, and the whole land became dark until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There was no sun. The curtain in the temple was torn into two pieces.
Now you've heard the reading, it's the moment to pull out the wonder of Easter. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, pull it out.
It's a book.
It's a book.
Written by you.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're on page 69. Pull it out. There's some questions in there for every age group.
Hmm.
Is there anything, Jam, if you found yourself doing, you shouldn't pull it out?
I would say if you are currently conducting an orchestra, that would probably not be a great... It wouldn't be dangerous.
No.
But I think it would be very frowned upon by many musicians.
Yeah.
And possibly an audience, if you're at the Albert Hall particularly.
But imagine, if you're at the Albert Hall, 5,000 people to do a family Bible time with.
That would be quite something, wouldn't it?
It would.
Do you know what? Scratch that. Wherever you are, if you're conducting an orchestra, you should get it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And it's a short reading as well, so you can do the reading.
You can.
So, no excuses.
Take a risk. How badly can it go?
Exactly. Off you go. Okay, still with us? We're now at the part of the show called Ed's Got Questions.
The questions I've got to ask you are this. What were the two things God did to show that Jesus' death was changing everything? What were the two things God did to show that Jesus' death was changing everything? And then the last question. God tore the curtain in the temple that had been blocking the way to his special room. What did God want everyone to understand? That's a hard question. You might need an adult. You might need to look that up. But see if you can find out.
Can you imagine being in Jerusalem at the temple at the sixth hour, which is what we say in the passage about noon, when there was darkness over the whole land? And then can you imagine how you would have felt when the curtain temple was torn in two? We can imagine that. Have a listen.
So, today's the day.
Passover, I know, talk about busy.
No, I mean today's the day they're crucifying Jesus. They grabbed him last night, quick trial, and before you can say Caesarea Philippi, they find him guilty and bang him up, literally on a cross.
Wow, so that's the end of him then?
Yep. So, back to business as usual. Break's over.
It's the sixth hour already.
Yep. Come on, back to work.
Do I have to?
Yes, you're a priest in the temple of God, the Lord of hosts who dwells behind that curtain in the Holy of Holies.
I was wondering about that curtain. Isn't it about time we changed it?
Are you kidding me? That curtain cannot even be moved, touched, or taken down. If anyone goes behind that curtain, except the high priest, once a year, after a lot of ceremonial washing, they'll be struck down, obliterated, fried, and toasted, dead.
Point taken.
So, back to work.
Just a few more minutes.
No, come on. It's a great honour to be a priest in the temple. So, if you want to work here, you have to make some sacrifices.
You're telling me. It's exhausting and messy.
But that's what the law of Moses says. And we obey. So, chop chop. Sorry. Right, we should probably start with... Hang on. What's going on?
What do you mean?
It's going dark.
Oh yeah, sorry. I just thought it was me having another dizzy spell. I said I should have a longer break.
Nope, it's definitely getting darker.
Look outside. It's dark there too.
Darkness across the whole land. At lunchtime? That's impossible. Where's the sun? Must be around here somewhere. What have you done with it?
I haven't done anything with it. It looks like one of those, solar switch-off things. It is very dark.
What do we do now?
No idea. We could go outside to have a look.
There's nothing to look at.
True.
Even so, maybe we should go and... Sorry. didn't see you.
Oh, it's okay. Sorry.
That was me again. Stand by this pillar. It's solid.
No, that's still me.
Yes. Sorry, thought so. It's just,
What was that?
It wasn't me.
And it wasn't me. It sounds like the curtain to the Holy of Holies.
It can't be. It's too thick. And it's too... Well, it keeps God in.
Isn't it more that it keeps us out because of our sin?
But the curtain's been torn. So does this mean God's come out of there? Or are we meant to go in there?
I'm not going in. But if you want to get fried and toasted, be my guest.
You're right. Let's get out. The door must be this way.
I think it's this way.
I've completely lost my bearings.
Well, we can't get it wrong. We'll end up in the Holy of Holies.
As long as we stay well clear of God's golden throne, the mercy seat, with the two cherubims on top, then we'll be...
Ow! It's got in my eye! What is that? It feels like a metal wing.
That'll be the cherubim's wing.
That's done it. We're in the Holy of Holies. Maybe we're dead already. Is this what death feels like?
I thought it'd feel more... Well, different. Less... Well, less alive feeling.
Unless we are still alive. Is that still possible? I feel quite alive. My head's still on. Unless it's not my head. It is very dark.
Wait. You don't think this had anything to do with... that guy being crucified?
Jesus? Maybe.
And didn't he say something about tearing down the temple?
Maybe we should go outside.
It must be the other way. Oops. Sorry.
Sorry, after you.
No, after you. Ow! I'm okay, I think. Unless I'm dead, which I'm not ruling out.
Just to finish off, we've been thinking about the moment it went dark. Not much of a moment, it lasted 3 hours. and also the moment the curtain tore from top to bottom. This was God's huge signpost to say, "It's done. You can come in, into my throne room." That is how close we can now be to God, even though we're not perfect, we're not right, we're still making mistakes every day. So in those moments of confusion and worry, what do you want to remember from today's story? What is the moment in today's story you think that's the thing to remember when all this seems baffling?
We're just going to have a song that we really like from Awesome Cutlery, who we really like. And the song's called A Light and a Hammer. And it's about how God's word is a light and a hammer.
If you want to find this album, you can take a look on awesomecutlery.com. I'm just going to pray to finish. Dear Father, thank you that Jesus' death changes everything. Thank you that everything is now different for us. We have been brought from being outside of your family into the very middle of your family. Thank you so much, Father, that Jesus did this at huge cost because he loves us. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Speak to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Know the name of Jesus Christ that makes us new.
Know the Son of God, the Word whose
word is true. Our King has spoken to us, so there is no place for pride. He gives hearts of flesh and changes us inside.
So, Ed, you've got some fun facts for us?
I feel so amateur. You know, I never know when you talk to me whether you're just talking to me
or whether this is recording.
This is what we call a podcast.
And yet the irony is, I'm probably going to include this at the very end.
You look at me and I never know whether that's just you're being an idiot or you're now meant to say something.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jack.
It's
going to blow my nose.
But I think you should.
And weirdly,
Huge Hole Full of Fire. I mean, that sounds like an album, doesn't it? Huge Hole Full of Fire. If you've got Huge Hole Full of Fire, it's not as good as their previous album.
Okay, the strangest part of this...
Flaming Forest That Never Goes Out.
So, what do we say, Huge Hole?
We'll take a moment.
Is that what you say? A huge hole full of fire. Yeah. Why would you call an album that?
Because that's kind of what albums are called.